Your morning team show, WSGW and you, Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie at 8:25 on this Wednesday edition. Having fun with you this morning with Cyndi Lauper in the studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and soon to be in his home studio, we should say. You, Art Lewis, good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm on my road back home from a meeting this morning.
Well, I'm glad you joined us because I know you didn't want to miss any Cyndi Lauper music this morning.
Hey. No, absolutely
love
not.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to love to know that her life is going to be explored in an upcoming feature-length documentary.
Hey, all right. Well, why not?
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, everybody else is.
Yeah, why not? It's going to be called Let the Canary Sing. Going to be directed by Allison Elwood, who directed the 2020 documentary about the Go-Go's, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. Let the Canary Sing. What's behind that? And, of course, the story tells me.
Oh, it does. All right.
In 1980... And I don't recall this at all because that's when she really started getting big on the scene, you know. Mm-hmm. She found herself in court with bandmates from a band she was in at that time called Blue Angel. And they were in a legal dispute with a former manager. He had sued the girls in the group for $80,000, and the girls had to file for bankruptcy. The case was finalized.
Really?
Yeah, when the case was finalized, she recalls that the judge exclaimed, "Let the canary sing."
All right. There you go.
So from 1980, from that moment when she first was being almost released, she said, to now hopefully fulfill her dreams, getting out of all this court matters. So Let the Canary Sing is going to be the name of the documentary.
What was the name of her album, the big one, that had Girls Just Want to Have Fun and... colors.
Canary Sings.
No,
it's like, isn't she?
She's so unusual.
She's so unusual, yes. Right? Yeah. Yes. Oh, I will still go on record saying that's one of the best albums of the '80s. One of the more influential ones. It was a great one. And I was just gonna say, I remember that on VH1. This is back in the 2000s. She did a concert in which she played with all these other artists who just sang her songs. And just sitting back and listening and watching all these people from the 90s, especially artists from the 90s, kind of grew up listening to her. It's like, wow, all right. Cyndi was a lot more influential than even I gave her credit for.
Well, she hit the scene as one of the big and solo girls, too. I mean,
It's like 83, 84.
Yep.